Welcome to the podcast, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. I'm your host, Brenda Lenweaver. This podcast is for those who want to prepare for the empty nest in a positive way, for those who want to make it a fun and exciting time. Join me for interviews with others who tell us their empty nest story or who have different and inspiring stories to share. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram by the same name, Next Chapter, Empty Nest. This is a community for us to support one another on this new adventure. Let's discover what we want to do in this new chapter of our lives. We are just getting started. Hello! So it happened. My youngest, my baby, she graduated from high school. So it did happen. And it was a lovely ceremony. It was exciting and fun and just the best. Like, it was just a great ceremony. It was lovely to see all the kids walking down as they entered the event room, whatever it's called. And there was over 600 graduates, so it was really long. And as far as the line of kids coming in, and it was nice to see them, and where we were, we could wave to them and say hi to them and take pictures of them as they came in. So that was awesome. And she got to see us and we cheered her as she walked by. And then they went and took their seats and they had all the speakers go first. And then they did the names and it was just a lot of fun and just so, like, wow, I can't believe it's over. You know, she did it. And yeah, we did it. We got both kids through high school and it was just very exciting. And yeah, so it was a great ceremony. Then afterwards, we went outside and it wasn't that long. It was like 2 hours. They know everyone's there just to hear the names. It was such a long list of names. They are very good about reading them off and getting through it relatively quickly. And afterwards we went outside and got to celebrate a little bit and mill around and talk to people a little bit. But then it started raining, so we weren't there too long. So I was glad we got pictures before the ceremony. And then we headed home, and at home was a watch party at our house. So because there's so many students that graduate, they are limited on the number of tickets that they have. So a couple of years ago when my oldest graduated, they had an even more limited number of tickets during COVID. So they only had 4. So everybody watched on live stream. Well, then this time they're all like, yeah, we like doing that. So we're going to stay home and watch it again on live stream. So it was nice to not have to try to get tickets for everybody. You could only get them if you asked other people if they had extras. And so we came home and everybody who watched it was at our house and cheered for her as she walked in. And we got to talk about it and share what they saw and what we saw and all that. So that was a lot of fun. My sister made dinner for everyone that attended the watch party, and they all got to hang out and watch it at home. So, and they loved it, and we had a great time, and it was just great overall. And I have to say, I was like all of a sudden relaxed after her ceremony ended. Like, I don't know, the week before, I was just so wound up or so tightly wound for some reason, maybe because of the graduation and having to get there on time and make sure we have our tickets, because she got them that morning of the ceremony and the party was the next day for us. And so maybe all of it together was just very stressful, but I was definitely a little on edge all week and tried to calm myself down and do meditation and go for a walk and breathe and, you know, all the things, tried all the things, and yet it really didn't help. But then once we got to the ceremony, like, it just was like, I just could relax and enjoy it. So that was awesome that that I could do that. And then actually the next day for the graduation party was at our house. We just wanted it the same weekend because everybody was in town that had come in from out of town. And it was just easier to do it with everybody there at the same time. And it was, and I wasn't nervous about it, which was funny because I'd been nervous all week and, like I said, wound up. But then when it came down to it, after all that, like the graduation party day, the next morning was, I was fine. And I thank God because it rained all morning. And, you know, I'm like, wow, I'm surprisingly calm during this. And, but it is what it is. And we had a big tent that we rented and tables and chairs and they were all set up and like, it is what it is. This is what is going to happen. So it'll all work out. It always does. And I don't know why I couldn't think of that. I mean, I did think of that earlier in the week, but it didn't help the matter. So, I was just relieved that I wasn't stressed about the party and that it rained. In the morning, like right up until just about when the party started, then it stopped and the sun came out and it was a gorgeous day. And she had so many people who came in from out of town for her, my sister from Florida, her uncle, my brother from Las Vegas, her cousin from Las Vegas, and friends from Florida. And a friend from Ohio. So it was just crazy. People from all over. And it's just so heartwarming to know that all these people care this much about your child and come all that way to her party. And that all the local friends and family also came, like so many of them. And we had such a good turnout. And it was a lot of fun and I enjoyed seeing everybody and I really got to enjoy it. And I have to say that's because Iris had a friend and her mom who came up from Florida and the mom didn't know anybody. So she's like, you know what? I will help. I will do the food set up and all that stuff. And, you know, we helped set up before, but she would just refill stuff and restock stuff and check the ice and all the other stuff that you have to do. And it was so nice because we all just got to visit and of course we pitched in and helped when we could here and there. But even when I tried to, she would try to shoo me away, but I was like, listen, I just need to have a minute where I'm not having to talk to people. So I just need to help for a little bit and give myself a little break from everybody. And, so it was so awesome of her to help out and do that. And it was just very like burden-free for all of us. Like my sister and my sister-in-law, they're like, oh, this was so nice that she helped because then, you know, they would have been the ones helping me do it as well. So it was so very much appreciated. And of course, her daughter will graduate in a couple of years. I'm like, whatever you need, I will show up. I know you live in Florida now and you're from Indiana. I will go wherever you want to have it. And I will be happy to help out and do the same for you. So, because we will definitely go to her party. So, yeah, that was wonderful. And also, I was touched by the people that came, certain people that came to the party, because I don't always realize what impact my kids have on other people. You know, you don't always see it. You're not with them in school. And it was just amazing. I was just so surprised. People from all the years through her whole life showed up to the party. So, and I wasn't sure about everyone because I had some invitations. I had some left. She's like, oh, can I give some out? Sure, of course you can. And then she gave out the few that we had. And she's like, can we get some more? So I had to order more. And like 20 more. And then I'm like, wait a minute. And then all of a sudden they were like mostly gone. I'm like, well, who all are you inviting? Like, you know, how many people are coming? I need to base our food on this, you know? So I wasn't sure who was going to come. And it ended up, which I knew this person would come, but her preschool teacher. So even her preschool teacher from when she, who she had when she was 3 and 4 years old, and her preschool teacher has always been in her life since that time. There were times when she, after preschool, we would meet up with her in the summers for lunch or at a park, and she would play with the girls, and it was just such a nice bond that they have, and she keeps tabs on them. She's come to their swim meets, their senior nights. When they have a teacher appreciation for swim, they would invite her to come, and it was just so special that she's been a part of their lives and all these milestones in their life. And it was great to have her here. And she is a preschool teacher, and she also works in a store that we go to often. And so we run into her quite frequently. And it's just so nice that she's still a part of their lives and keeps up on them and what they're doing. And I always enjoy talking to her. She's so much fun. So that was very special. Then also, her cheer coach came. So she started cheer when she was 9 years old. My daughter did, and had this coach. And after a few years, she was like, "Oh, I think I'm a little too old. The girls tend to be younger. I wonder if I could be an assistant coach and help her." So I encouraged her to ask, and she did. And the coach was thrilled to have her. And as she's grown through the years, she gives her a little bit more responsibility every year, to be in charge of something, you know, a little bit larger than last year. And this year, you know, my daughter came home crying because the kids wouldn't listen to her, and she was leading and the cheers, and the kids wouldn't listen during practice. And so she had to figure all that out. And every year she does figure it out. And this coach just gives her just enough to, you know, make her doubt herself. But then she's so proud of herself once she does meet this goal. And of course, she's there to help her anytime. And so she started when she was 9, and then she's been an assistant coach for, I don't even know how, 6 years probably. And she's 18, so she's told the girls, you know, she's been in cheer half her life, which that's pretty significant when you're 18. And so she came, the cheer coach came to the party, and it was so nice to talk to her. And I just love to let her know, because I've tried to step back the last couple of years. I didn't necessarily go to most of the games like I had in the past that they would cheer for, because I wanted her to be more independent and go herself and do her thing. So I haven't been able to see her as much. So it was nice to talk to her and thank her for having such a positive spin, you know, positive what I want to say, influence on my daughter's life. And I appreciated her coming. And yeah, again, she had a preschool teacher and then this cheer coach from when she was 9 up until 18. And then she also had two English teachers come in 8th grade. She had these teachers, they teach together in their class. And I've heard her say she's emailed them, reached out for different things. When one had a baby, she made a card and dropped it off at her school, because she was at the that teacher's at the junior high, and my daughter was at the high school, I guess, and so she would make stuff for her. And she so anyways, they both came separately, and they each brought their kids, and like that they would just come and not be like, "Hey, are you going at this time?" And you know, they came at different times and brought their kids, and that they felt comfortable and knew that they would be comfortable here at Iris's home and my daughter, and be comfortable. Like that was just so refreshing and lovely, and so nice that she invited them, and I didn't know that she had. She had told me she was going to, and I didn't think she ever got around to dropping it off, but she did, the invitation she dropped off to them. And so they came, and it was just so nice to thank them for having such a positive influence on her life. And they said they were thrilled because usually they've kids have moved up to high school and they usually forget about them back in eighth grade. So they're not usually invited to these things. So they were honored to be invited. And it was just like all these positive influences on her life and how much she influences these people that they will come to her party just says a lot about her. And I'm just astounded and amazed and like, wow, she's like really an adult, you know, taking on the world herself without us even there. And she can do all this stuff and influence people and be influenced by these positive people without us really having anything to do with it or any guidance, because we really haven't been there most of the time during school things. And also she had a boy come who he graduated to this year. She has known him since second grade. And I didn't realize that they were, I knew she had talked to him here and there a little bit on social media, but she invited him, and I did not know that either. And that just that he came, it was so nice to see him, and it's been a long time since I'd seen him. He looks exactly the same, just a lot taller. And it was so nice of him to come, and that she has these connections. She's just such a loyal person, my daughter, and I'm just amazed by her, and I find that to be so awesome. Like, she's going to be fine in college without us. Socially, I think she'll be fine. Hopefully not, like, off the deep end the other way, like, too social, but and hopefully she'll have time to study. But socially, I think she's going to be totally fine. She's a very loyal person, and just once she becomes friends with these people, then she is friends with them for life. Which brings me back to her friend from Florida, who came from Florida with her mom, flew up here for the graduation party. They've known each other 3 years now. They met online, and we were saying, you know, she'd say, oh, I met this girl online, and we've been talking. And I'm like, how do you know it's a girl? How do you know it's a teen girl? You sure? And, you know, we would grill her on it, and then the girl's mother and father were doing the same on their end, come to find out. And so they became friends, and we ended up, at the time, they were both having a rough time in school. And so they didn't have a lot of friends at home. And so they just connected and talked a lot, and we got to know them through FaceTime and seeing them, and met the parents that way. So we ended up meeting them. Her and I went to Ohio to an amusement park and met up with them there and met them for the first time. And then last year we went to Indiana and I dropped her off there for February break. And we were totally fine with it and comfortable, which just seemed weird to me that we were, but we were, and she was in good hands. And then, we went to on a cruise in March, and we were in Miami for the day, and they drove, they have since moved to Florida, and they drove a few hours to see us and spend the day with us. And they got to meet our whole family of the four of us, and we got to, everybody in our family got to meet them, the siblings and dads, and everybody got to meet. So that was really nice. And then they came up for her graduation. So here she has this lifelong friend, this lifelong family. I would be totally fine if she has a break from college and decides to fly down to visit them. I would be totally fine with it. And honestly, it really is like a second family for her. So just these connections that she has are very touching and just so astounding. Like, I still can't get over it, I guess, because it's just so surprising that, I mean, I know that they're friends, she's friends with all these people, but then, like, to really see them come out and support her meant the world to us and to her as well. And that was graduation, and it was so meaningful, and we enjoyed every part of it. So I just want to let you know that pretty soon I'm truly going to be an empty nester, at least during the college months, because they will both be, both my kids will be out. So I'm going to get, I know I've had little tastes of it here and there, but I will have like all the taste of it, because it's just, I'm a little overwhelmed by it, I think, too, but it's going to be good, too, I think. So, yeah, it was a great graduation and a great way to start her adult life, to end her childhood and high school years, and it went really well. So, thank you for listening today, and I appreciate being here. And let me know, did your youngest graduate? Did any of yours graduate? Please DM me on Instagram or Facebook. I'm at Next Chapter Empty Nest. And let me know where you are, or come follow the pages on Instagram and Facebook and post on there about your child, if your child graduated this year, any of them. And we can, you know, connect over the similarities of what we're going through. I would love to hear from you. So take care. Until next time. Bye-bye. If you'd like to connect, reach out to me on Facebook or Instagram on Next Chapter Empty Nest. And you can even direct message me if you'd like. And let me know, where are you with this? Did anyone graduate in your family this year, your youngest, your oldest? Where are you on this game of parenthood? Let me know, and I'd love to hear from you. And thank you for listening today, because it has taken me so long to do this episode, actually. I've tried numerous times, and I just could not get it all together. It was just like a big jumble of words, and it was all mixed up, and I had to write notes for myself. I've tried it multiple times, and it just decided that it never made sense anytime that I did it. So I appreciate you waiting. I know it's been a couple of weeks since my last episode, and yeah, it was just like a jumble, I think, because of all the emotions and all. So I appreciate you coming back and taking a listen to this, and letting me form my thoughts and get it out there. I've been so excited to share this with you. So thanks for joining me today, and I will catch you next time. Bye.